This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Well, bad news for one of the prospects, free agent prospects we've been discussing here on the whole show, Michael. The New York Jets will use one of the tags at their disposal on running back Breece Hall if they can't reach an agreement with him before Tuesday's deadline. So I would expect that's gone. The franchise tag will be worth an estimated $14.5 million in 2026, would restrict Hall's movement in free agency, and guarantee the team draft pick compensation if it doesn't match another team's offer sheet or via trade. So I guess there's a small opening there. The transition tag will be worth an estimated $11.7 million in 2026. It would allow the Jets 7 days to match any offer sheet he receives, although they would not receive draft pick compensation if they don't match. So there's still an opening, but not looking as good that Breece Hall would be an option going forward for the Broncos. We'll see how that one plays out. The Atlanta Falcons general manager Ian Cunningham informed Kirk Cousins recently that the team would release him on the first day of the league year. Wow. He was on a radio show, 92.9 The Game. Cunningham said in the interview that he spoke with Cousins and his agent, Mike McCartney, about the decision, which does not come as a big surprise because they were already considered Cousins' contract restructure several months ago. First day of the league year is March 11th. So they're going to release Kirk Cousins, man. That guy, dude, he knows how to make money, Mike. He is like, you know what he should go in the Hall of Fame for? Making that money and being, I don't know, an all right quarterback. Certainly has had his moments, but kind of all right for the most part.
Every year for him, like every other year, should be a contract year. And then that's when he plays really well, that contract year.
Yeah, that's true. Sign him when he's – pick him up when he's on a contract year, and he'll light it up. Big Hub says it's time for him to retire. He probably will. I don't know if he's going to –
He was good in the booth.
I think he'd be
fine. Didn't he do some, like, halftime coverage?
Yeah. I think
he was good.
Yeah. He'd be fine doing that. Some guys just don't want to hang it up, though. It's in their DNA. Just want to compete. Coach Nick Sirianni for the Eagles indicated that there was a mutual interest between receiver A.J. Brown and the team in continuing his career with the Eagles, but neither he nor general manager Howie Roseman committed to Brown suiting up for Philadelphia next season. Sirianni said, "My expectation is he wants to be here, and obviously you want good players like that in your building." So that one might be out of the running as well. Guys want to hang on to these studs, man. I mean, Dallas is probably going to tag George Pickens. Breece Hall probably going to tag maybe a transition tag, so an opening for the Jets. And Philly still, I thought for sure AJ was going to be probably for sure shipped out. But it sounds like they're at least in conversations of keeping him around. Did you hear about the backlash that the U.S. Olympic hockey players are receiving? Now, President Donald Trump called the team. They were in their, like, locker room celebrating. And during their locker room celebration, which we all know by now, Kash Patel, the FBI director, was in there celebrating with them, which I don't have an issue with that. Am I supposed to have an issue with that? Because some people have an issue with that. I don't know. Tell me what I'm supposed to be offended by. Trump extended an invitation to the players to attend Tuesday's State of the Union address. So Woody Page, he did extend an invite to players already, even though Woody Page said that no one would be given an invite and none of them would go. Okay. Fun tweet. Didn't seem to help anybody's situation. Patel held the phone and Trump was talking to the players and he said, "I must tell you, we're going to have to bring the women's team. You know that." And then he jokingly kind of said, "I do believe I probably would be impeached." U.S. players laughed at the comments, a reaction that drew harsh criticism when the video went viral. Are they laughing at the notion that he's going to invite the women's team? No. They're probably laughing at him saying, if I don't invite another team, then I'd probably be impeached. Now, was it a sexist comment? Him saying, just so you know, I also have to invite the women's team. I do believe I probably would be impeached. I don't know, Mike. I know everything that guy says to one side is really bad and to another side it is really good and it's perfect. I kind of look at that message and go, okay. By the way, I got to invite the women's team too. If I don't do that, I'll be impeached. I don't know, man. Is that how bad does that hit your ears? Because you're not really a Trump kind of dude. You're kind of somewhere in between the political spectrum, I suppose.
Yeah, why the State of the Union? The State of the Union is all politics.
Shouldn't it
be like somewhere in March?
I guess they're not going to carve out a separate visit to the White House. Hey, here's my thing on the
That's
whole.
That's what I would do.
Here's my thing on the White House visits. Either we stop doing it or everyone just goes. Whether it's Obama, Biden, Trump, Milli Vanilli in at office, that don't trust those guys. You either everyone goes or everyone doesn't go. It's kind of like the national anthem. We were bitching about that for a while too. It's like you either all do it or no one does it. Because they didn't used to do it before football games.
Honestly, I think you should do whatever the hell you want. If the president invites you,
of course
he's not going to. He's going to invite the winning Super Bowl team, the winning Major League World Series team. But, like, if you don't want to go, that's fine. Do your own thing.
Anyway.
I would personally consider it an honor whether I voted for that person or not.
You're going to the White House.
Yeah, I won, and I get to tour the White House.
You're going into the White House to see it. Like, that's what you should be. We're so, like we talked about bullying online yesterday. We are in whether it's Obama, Biden, Trump, whatever, we're in a world where it's just attack, 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 attack. And even when one thing that shouldn't really be political, a trip to the White House. Dude, when I grew up and you heard that a team got invited to the White House, like, we just didn't think about that. Like, my parents, we didn't think about that kind of stuff. It was just like, oh, wow, cool, the Broncos are going to the White House.
It's just kind of a tradition thing. It is a tradition. It's all tradition.
You're proud of
your teams. The soccer players got invited to the White House for doing soccer stuff.
And then probably winning soccer.
One of the soccer players said some stuff.
Yeah.
And that was controversial. I don't know. If you want to go, go. If you don't, don't.
Jack Hughes said in an interview about this, because basically the team is receiving backlash for laughing. They were laughing because the president just told you, "I do believe I probably would be impeached." It was a terrible Trump. But that's like a nervous laugh thing, right? If a president tells you, someone higher up tells you, "I'd probably be fired if I did this," you go, ha 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 ha. I don't know, man. They were laughing. They were probably 14 beers in at that point, man. So Hughes says, everyone is giving us backlash for all the social media stuff today. People are so negative out there, and they're just trying to find a reason to put people down and make something out of almost nothing. Our relationship with the women's team over the course of being in the Olympic Village, I think we are so tight with their group. After we won the gold medal, we were in the cafeteria at 3:30 a.m. in the morning. 3:30 in the morning. We go from there, pack our bags, and we're on the bus. People are so negative about things. I think everyone in that locker room knows how much we support them how proud we are of them, the same way we feel about them, they feel about us.
The nothing burger.
It's just, it's a big, long story today, and social media is flipping out about it.
This is one of those things where someone who has a useless degree has to find a reason to exist, so they write articles and they scroll around Twitter and find some things to get mad about.
Faith says, it kills me how people are always saying sports shouldn't be political, but yet people are always making sports political. Well, yeah, it's considered political if the president of the United States calls a gold medal winning team in overtime and congratulates them. Should he have said it quite the way he said it, as far as, hey, I must tell you, we're going to have to bring the women's team? You do know that. I do believe I probably would be impeached. Mike, do you hear that? Like, I'm just reading it to you. Do you hear? I haven't actually heard him say it. Do you hear that and go, oh, wow, that's a terrible. I must tell you, we're going to have to bring the women's team. You do know that. So basically, in my head, I almost viewed it as, I'm extending this really special offer for you, to you, but you're not the only ones. Like, I must tell you that I'm also going to have to bring, I don't know, maybe I'm looking at this like a dumb sports fan.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sound like anything to me. It really doesn't. It sounds like nothing. I haven't seen the video either, so.
Well, he knows he's going to be on video, probably. Everyone's filming nowadays. Everyone's got phones in there. So you know you're going to be on video.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043.
I think it would be more of an issue if like, the women didn't win anything and he made a comment about that. It's nothing. They both won. They're both heroes of America. Good for them.
Yeah. Jack Hughes and, of course, his brother Quinn Hughes confirmed that the men's gold medalists will attend the State of the Union address in Washington. Quinn said, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but yes, we're excited to go. It's not something you get to do every Tuesday. It's going to be special for us. This is why yesterday I kind of went on this rant with, like, Woody Page, out of nowhere, who hasn't really said anything about Team USA winning, just randomly said, no athletes will be invited to the White House and none of them would go. You said, what are we doing here? This is so immature. Because you didn't vote for the person. You're speaking for every single athlete in the Olympics saying they wouldn't be invited and they wouldn't go anyway. I don't know, man. Faith says, people trying to make a molehill a mountain in everything. Rapping insurance guy. Kind of feels like social media is a tired popularity contest of who can get the most reactions, so they have to say something extreme to get a rise.
Maybe they should do a Brady Hole poll question.
Mine are like questions that enter my brain, and so I put them out on X. Sometimes they don't do anything. Sometimes they do something. And asking if you're, hey, should we be a little pissed at Nathan MacKinnon, apparently was a hot button question to ask.
He's a Canadian treasure.
He is a treasure. He's an Avalanche treasure. But you're allowed to be a little upset with the guy. Big Hub says, like Michael said, do what you want. Don't need to go to the White House if you don't want to. But Trump said wild and unnecessary things. That comment makes it seem like I will have to bring them if you decline. Well, I think he's bringing them as well, right? Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, I think they're both going.
Big Hub said he didn't need to tell them that. He's inviting them. Why does that matter? I think it was more of like, hey, Michael, I'm bringing you with me. We just won a major award. I'm bringing you with me.
But I'm afraid I'm going to have to invite Brian.
I also have to bring Tanner. So I'm telling you, like, it's not an exclusive offer to you. So before you say, wow, Brady could only bring one other person and it's amazing and I'm getting to go, oh, hey, but I also need to bring Derbs. And Tanner, so it's I'm bringing everybody. So I don't know. That's how I viewed it.
But that's how
maybe
I viewed
that's
it
maybe I'm
and
wrong.
I'm not a positive human being.
Oh, the women's team turned him down. The Weld County Swami said. So okay,
all right.
Don't go.
Well, they don't have to go, and the men can go and do your own thing. Do your own thing. That's fine.
To me, it's just if a team wins a title or a championship or something and there's an invite to go to the White House,
It's tradition.
Like I just think it's tradition. You either all go, everyone goes, or no one goes.
Nah, I'd say who was that? There was a guy for the Pittsburgh Steelers a number of years ago, and Obama, of course, invited everybody, and he got mad because, you know, Obama's not a Steelers fan, so I'm not going to go to the White House. And I'm like, come on, dude. That's not a good excuse.
I don't know.
I don't know why. I would go personally.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for Trump.
Even if it's the person that's the president is the one I did not vote for, I would go to the White House. I would shake the president's hand and I'd be like, this is freaking awesome. Take pictures. Take selfies.
I'd have a lot of questions. I don't think I'd make it political, but I'd have a lot of questions. I'd probably ask Secret Service a lot of questions.
You know, no one would answer any of your questions, right? Like, you're not going to be allowed. In fact, if we ever do get invited to the White House, Mike, let's just say we're not going to go.
I'd be curious about what Secret Service does. I'd be like, so you guys have like the toughest job in Washington, D.C. Tell me what you do.
They wouldn't tell you anything.
Well, they can say some stuff.
It's Secret Service.
I'd say, hey, you know some secret. Of the Secret Service movies? How accurate are they?
And they would say, please get this guy out of here. Red flag. Red flag. He's going to do something bad. Just get that vibe.
No, they would. Obviously, they check everybody for weapons. You go through the metal detector, and then they pat you down, and then, you know, you do whatever.
Well, Kenny Swami says, what's hilarious is most of the people upset about this didn't even celebrate the women's gold medal. Yeah, probably true. Big Hub, LOL, the White House is nothing special, in my opinion. If I'm a rich athlete, I could go any day I'm free, no? You can't just go in to the White House.
I mean, you can go take a tour.
You can go, yeah, but if you want to get like special treatment and get to go walk around and look at stuff, I can't imagine you just get to, I'm rich, hey, White House, I'm coming by. I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, not everybody gets to meet the president. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, especially in the White House. But no, saying it's nothing special, and I get that if it's just not your thing, but it's where the president has lived forever.
It's where,
I mean,
pretty much every president
Every president's has been there. The history in that house is the history of our country. It keeps all the stuff. I mean, I don't know if they have everything in there, but they have a lot. It would be really cool to be in there. And it's not just about who the current man is in office. It's about everyone that sat in that chair, sat in the Oval Office, and called out orders and signed different things for our history. So, yeah, that part of it is pretty awesome.
I've changed my mind. I'd probably ask the person giving the tour all kinds of questions.
And again, this is why we're probably going to go ahead and decline out of safety to everyone there.
I just want to learn more about the history.
Yeah, this guy's asking way too many questions.
I like history.
Let's take care of him. He wants to know what the Secret Service does. Let's show him.
I mean, I did watch a woman who was former Secret Service talking about all these Secret Service movies and some stuff that's right and some stuff that's wrong. She didn't give too many state secrets away.
There you go. Yeah. You got there. I think it would be fascinating to see you at the White House, but I want to see that from a distance and just kind of pretend like I'm here by myself. I didn't come with anyone else. And then just kind of see how you do your thing. I'm not embarrassed of you, is what I'm trying to say.
I wouldn't go up to the people who are clearly standing there guarding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going up to that guy.
Where do you think you're going to be allowed to go? Like, you're just off doing your own thing, talking to people random. They say, you stand here, you sit here, you leave here. Like, you're not going to just be wandering around. Although, you can find a way on the tour.
There are certain,
when you're invited
like,
as a
little
team,
tiny places you can probably wander to.
I don't know. I don't imagine it's pretty tight.
You can
tight.
Wander this part of the room to that part of the room.
Yeah, but in your mind, you're leave, going you around asking all these higher ups all these questions. Like, where are you finding all these higher ups? You're probably just going to get security.
I just want to know some things. I'm a very curious person.
You are. Yes, you are. 24 minutes after the hour, Tanner Schwint's going to join us. I'm curious about why Martin Lind is suing the city of Greeley. We are hours away from, I guess we'll know tonight, the results of this pretty significant vote, you could say historical vote, happening in the town of Greeley, Colorado. And we'll get to that coming up next. Faith Love that Michael is making exceptions for himself. Yeah, like suddenly I have a lot of questions. Like, okay.
I just want to learn some things.
I would like to watch you in the White House. That would be fun. That would be entertaining.
They would like my questions.
I don't know that they would. 25 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. Tanner Schwint's going to join us next. We'll be right back.
Hear Nuggets and Avalanche games on Northern Colorado's voice.
Yeah!
103.1 and 1310 KFK.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Shout! Shout! Let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on. I'm talking to you. Come on.
All right, welcome back into the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I need Mosquito Joe because my kid likes to go outside on the deck. Tanner Schwint joining me in studio. He likes to eat fruit out there. Tons of fruit. Look, can you turn his mic on, Michael? Nice job, producer.
Seems logical.
Guy wants to go to the White House and interview Secret Service. Can't figure out your mic.
Well, I was sitting listening to that. I'm like,
So
maybe you just accidentally get a little too close to the president.
So, yeah.
Secret Service may step in
on the Mosquito Joe stuff.
Yeah.
So we got a little trash bag out there, and he'll just be like, hey, when you're done with your fruits, throw them in there. So he chomps through them, throws them in there. Well, my dog must have moved it, and it was like behind a couch, one of our little couches out on the patio. So nobody saw it to get rid of it. Last night I saw it at the corner of my eyes, like, okay, I got to go get rid of that because that's gross. I go to pick it up. Mouse, big one, huge, probably a rat, sprints out of, out of the bag. I turned around, I looked at my wife, and I'm just like, I hate mice.
Yes, you do.
So much. Just hate them.
Yes.
With a passion.
You ran faster than the 15 miles per hour that you posted on your Facebook.
I just hate it. Yeah, I ran 15 miles per hour. What did you think of that?
Brian asked me, he came out, my co-host of Good Morning Noku, he came out Saturday and goes, what do you think you'd run? And of course, any guesses on what my guess was on what I could run?
You probably said like 25.
16 miles an hour.
Some random dude commented on that video. I could run it in 20. Like, who are you? I clicked him. I'm like, some guy in Oklahoma apparently is my friend. Like, I wanted to write back and be like, nobody cares. This is my thing. Do your own thing.
That is hilarious.
You
I would have very much.
Make fun of me, but I don't want to hear how you did it in 20. Like, that's not what this is.
You would have ran faster had there been a
I had a coat on. My phone and my keys and my wallet were in my
pocket.
Yeah,
I'm not judging.
My hat was on.
Okay, I'm sorry, but your wife was the star of that.
She always is on the
She
videos.
Got you so
I'm an
good
idiot.
At the end.
And
she was hilarious.
How do you know?
Are I
you
was sent the video.
Oh, that's right. You were on the group text. I forgot. I kind of just forgot you were in it.
You
so apologize for all the crap I've said recently.
You pulled a hammy, huh?
No, my calf was like jacked up afterward. I mean, I was cooking. And it was windy, and it was uphill, I'll have you know.
In the snow, both ways.
And the car, we drove by it later.
I ran 20.
Yeah, right? Like, who cares? Why are you commenting on it? But yeah, my wife and I, we took Gavin to the park, and we looked at the speed, speed meter thingy?
Yeah, speed radar.
Speed radar thing, and and of course, she already knew as I got out. She's like, do you want me to film when you do that? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to run this.
No, the pass was right there at the very end.
Well, I couldn't tell if she was filming it. I was like, I'm not doing this again. This is a one-time thing, and so I'm trying to make sure she's filming it.
Was that Friday afternoon?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It was Friday afternoon.
Very, very good.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. Actually, I think it might have been Saturday.
We got the video on Friday, so.
No, there's no way it could have been Saturday.
I don't think so.
No, it could have been Saturday because I could have done it twice, and you just don't
that's
know.
True. And that like the first time was 9, and then,
no, the first time was probably like 20.
No, no, because
what are you talking about 20?
Because the guy ran 20.
Of course, I Googled it, and 15 miles per hour is considered fast. Now to keep that. Is considered fast if you do it for like a quarter of a mile.
Did you actually Google
it? I did.
No, we had a group text going, and then we were all trying to figure out how fast Micah would go by if Micah tried.
On his scooter.
Yeah, it would be like 4 miles an hour on the scooter.
15 and a half.
I think
I'd outrun you in your scooter.
I got money on Micah and his scooter and the longevity aspect of that.
Well, yeah.
And then right now it would just be how fast we could roll derbs.
With this
hurt knee. Me?
Yeah.
16.
No, you know. You've got me in the throwing, obviously. I think I could outrun you.
No.
We are going to race.
Okay.
All right. I'd absolutely outrun
it.
You.
Right. When do you want to do your wife it? To film it.
Whenever.
Do you want to do it during the break?
No, because I need tennis shoes.
You've got the cowboy boots on.
I do.
It's true. Wear tennis shoes.
There's going to be one missing because
it's going to be up. We race at dawn.
It's going to be up Michael's keister here in a second.
We will race tomorrow. Bring your running shoes.
Super swamp tomorrow.
I'm getting a haircut tomorrow, so I'll be a lot faster.
I've been trying to decide what to do with the Dirty 30. Do I get one now and get one again in March? Or do
you
I just
get one now?
I think I just let the lettuce go.
Really?
I think I'm just going to go tell Mark. I got to prepare. I got to prepare for what this travesty of a bet is going to be.
The Dirty 30, we have decided.
Dirty 30.
30 man. Wins for the Rockies, and we start March 27th?
7th. March 27th.
So we get a fresh haircut the day before that.
Yeah. Yes.
Shave, fresh yep. cut.
And it's not, because I normally just do the electric razor.
I'm going to go all the way.
Yeah,
everything's going to be gone.
Yes. It's going to look like the hair underneath this table for some
you
reason.
You guys should go completely bald. Mm-hmm. See how long.
Yeah, no. It's gonna be buzz cut for sure.
Faith says I should have taken off the jacket. Yeah, I would have probably cleared 20 if I'd done that. You saw how the
probably.
It was like parachuting behind me.
Yeah,
it was clearly stopping me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you would have gone 16.
Oh, I think I would have gone 20.
I would have gone 17 then. That way, like you knew that would have been that was going to be my. It could have been whatever number you had.
You think you could beat me in a race?
I do.
That is, I was fast.
I understand that. But
Tanner's got you.
I'm still fast.
I understand that. This is not a slight. I just think I'm faster than you.
No, we are going to race. It is going to be the greatest race that's ever existed because I will beat him by a lot.
This is the first time in years that I will be putting money on something.
Oh, good.
Where are you putting your money?
Where are you putting your money, Mike?
No comment.
He's going to vote. He's putting his money on you.
I don't think so. I don't.
No, he 100% is. He just said you have youth on your side.
I do have youth.
But he also has that mustache. That mustache is going to slow him down.
That's true.
People do run from me when they see it.
When's the last time you sprinted?
Last weekend, working
cattle. Not from a cow. That's adrenaline and fear.
No, chasing them down the alley.
Yeah, but you're not like in full sprint.
Yes, full sprint.
No.
Yes.
Why are you sprinting at your cows?
Just to make sure.
That's why they get startled.
Just to make sure they're ready. We've got the fastest cows.
This is why your cows always scatter when
we've got the fastest cows in northern Colorado.
Are we doing a straight line sprint here?
Yeah. What? No.
Are we doing some
curves? Why are we doing circles? What kind of sprint do you?
I mean, there's a park right there.
Mike
you could
so
run through
unfamiliar.
The park.
No, we're gonna. It's gonna be like.
Why are you trying to turn this into the Amazing Race?
It's literally gonna be from the door to a car.
Can we, Noel? I was like, well, can we do it like in the Big City Roadhouse parking lot? So there's cold beer at the end of this or something. That's another reason I will
outside
run.
Outside and race.
That's why. That's another reason I will run is if there's cold beer.
Everyone's going to be there.
Or if there's a cow on my ass, that will also.
That, you can't take your speed from running and cow work.
You don't know that.
It's not real.
I will haul in one of the cows and let it loose.
You know, if you guys do this at the Big City Roadhouse, I think that could be another way to get people down for the March Madness.
Do it during
March
Madness.
Yeah.
Okay, March 19th, we will race. We will duel at 9:30 in the morning.
I'm still going to be doing a radio program.
How far is Key? Oh, yeah. How far are we going?
I'm not a distance.
Well, we're not doing more than like. I mean, we're going to. We're not doing 100 meters.
Dude, I'm 5'8". I'm not doing distance.
We're not going to do 100 meters. We're doing like 50.
I ran the 400.
That's what I ran it at.
Yeah,
what was your best time?
57.
See, mine was 52.
Yeah, but I was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Because I went to play baseball, real man sport in high school.
Barely a sport.
Track is like the biggest sport.
Track's not a sport.
Sportiest of
not
all sports.
Not a sport. It's an athletic event.
Dixon says longer it favors.
Yeah, Steve. There's no doubt about that, dude. I know what I've got here. Like, we were at Big City Roadhouse yesterday, and I told the waitress, I was like, yeah, I got to maintain my figure. And she's like, well, you're not going to maintain it with the chili cheese fries you just ordered. I'm like, no, I'm maintaining it right there.
Yeah.
Not trying to improve.
Faith says, can we get a live stream?
Maybe.
On this.
It will
only if your wife filmed it.
It will be filmed, and then we both have to agree whether we post it or not.
Oh, no, it's being
posted. Dude, if I blow a hammy, I don't need that out there. Because I'm going to say some words.
No, we want that to be
No. Have you blown a hamstring before?
No.
You haven't?
I stayed so fit and so ridiculously fine-tuned that I'd never
This guy
had,
sucks. I'm starting to be Team Micah.
Injuries.
I did it playing rec league softball because I can't turn off the competitive juice ever. And I was sprinting down the first baseline and that thing popped. It's one of the worst pains. I broke my leg. I don't know how many times I've had reconstructive
surgery.
Can't
use any of this as an excuse.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying if I pull a hamstring and we are on Facebook Live, our Facebook account may be deactivated by the words that I say at the end of that.
Danson thinks he can beat you in a race.
Danson's fast, dude.
Still fast?
Yeah.
Bring him to the race.
He's fast.
I'm dueling
Even with
all
that
of
mullet.
You.
I think Danson. I don't know. I don't know. Danson, because he's older
Is
than
he
you,
be
right?
There? Yeah. Quite a bit.
You're 11 years older than me, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't show.
Yeah.
He says if it's 100 yards, Brady by 15 yards. That's a killing right there. That's a smoke show.
He had 100 yards. Yeah, probably. 50 yards, I got you.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Michael needs to jump in.
Can we race Mike on the scooter? That's what I want. I want you and I and then Mike on the scooter. Derbs can be like the girl with the towel drop at the beginning.
With his crutches. Yes.
But what is
Brian
doing?
I thought you were
going
to say, race me with my bad knees.
So
I was going to say no.
March
I can
19th.
Make it about 10
Quit
yards.
Quit setting me up for crap that I'm not signing up for.
March 19th. Dixon you. Says Danson would smoke both of you. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why is it just an obvious you could beat me, but when Danson is now it's like, oh, yeah. When do you guys race? When you're drunk at the golf course? When's the last time you saw Danson run?
Probably the rec league softball.
That's been 5 years ago.
3 years?
Has it only been 3 years since you did rec league softball?
Yeah. I'm starting to bleed here now just talking about this. Like we can all agree, like we're not going to over, like,
yes,
it's short distance.
No, yeah, it's not gonna be 100.
It's like 20 yards?
Yeah.
20 yards, I got you.
No.
Dude, I got short little legs. They get rolling in a hurry, man.
No, this is gonna be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. I got you on
so
this.
So March 19th, when we pull into Big
City
Roadhouse.
Dude, because we're both going to look like clowns.
Isn't that what we do?
Well, we're already doing that with the beard.
42 minutes after the hour. We were going to talk. I got to talk to you about important stuff here coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a quick break. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
March 19th, Tanner will have lost all his DraftKings money on March Madness by the time of the race.
I'm just going to be racing people for money out there.
Please.
Please. $5.
It just gets worse as it goes. All right, I got to get to this because I know you got to go. Martin Lind Company sues City of Greeley to nullify special election. What does that mean?
Well, it means that the Colorado Supreme Court right now is hearing a case relating to PUDs. And that is a public unit development. And right now they're trying to decide if that's an executive decision by the city council. And if it is, then that means that this whole thing is null and void because the city council said, yes, we've reached.
Yeah, I already thought there was a vote on this.
Yeah, we reached this agreement. We're good to go. The city council says go. But you have to file this lawsuit before the election concludes, thus Martin Lind waiting until the very last minute to go ahead and file this lawsuit. It's the relationship with the city of Greeley is still good. I think a lot of people
good.
See
this
that.
Is just
it's a formality is all it is. It's just a formality. And so for everybody who's like, oh, see, it's just a formality. It's the way, unfortunately, the system's set up. This was actually probably, I would imagine, the city council members are probably a fan of this. The pro Cascadia people are probably a fan of this, so that it keeps the chances of this happening alive. We'll know tonight. 8 o'clock is the first drop of the ballots, and we should know one way or the other tonight, if not first thing in the morning.
Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up for us. This is hopefully all taken care of tonight.
Yeah, go vote. You still have time if you're a Greeley resident. Go vote. No on 1A, I think, is the way to vote. I've been saying that. No makes it go. If not, the city of Greeley is going to have to figure out how to pay $115 million back with no new revenue generator. So I strongly encourage people to vote no.
You're of the mindset, since it was already in motion, the money's already been put out there. Go ahead and finish this up.
Yeah, I mean, it's either that or just take a $115 million kick to the groin. And I will never understand that. This is coming from a guy that was opposed to the project when it first started.
Tanner Schwint, appreciate you as always. Well, you're going to lose March 19th.
You are going to lose, and so I'm going to look better with the beard and the long hair.
You know, it hasn't changed that much since the summer.
I've been using a new
beard oil. Okay.
Cow dung doesn't count.
It's just the beer that I accidentally spilled.
We have an alliance, and you turned on me, Michael. 49 minutes after the hour. We got to take a break. We'll wrap up hour number two. It's a whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. Big City Roadhouse, that's where we're going to be partying on March 19th for our official first watch party for March Madness. Michael, it's going to be fun, and apparently, now you've got a little preview. You can pregame a little bit. We're going to be like the halftime show, only the preview show. Tanner and I are going to race. I am beating Tanner in a race, Michael. Like, I'm very hurt and betrayed.
We'll see
betrayed.
Where the money goes.
Well, I already know you're betting on Tanner. And that's disappointing to me. I have this feeling.
You have a feeling, huh?
It really makes me sad. 12:55 the time. Buy or sell coming up next. It's The Whole Show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.